In Excess, Never Tear Us Apart on 107.1 The Peak. I'm Coach, and on the phone with me, a very special guest. His name is Mike Israel. He is the president and CEO of the Westchester Medical Center Health Network. How's it going over there, Mike?
Well, busy to say the least, as I'm sure everyone can imagine. Over in Valhalla, which is where our offices are.
It's where our antenna is, too, sitting atop the correctional facility over on the campus over there. So,
well, actually, from my office window, I can actually see your antenna.
There you go.
Actually, quite busy. You know, we still have to function as a as a tertiary quaternary referral center for the Hudson Valley. So we still have a number I won't say routine, but a number of patients that we normally get. But we are really focused on taking care of patients that that have COVID, and we are just incredibly busy these days. But I wanted to call in because we are incredibly thankful for a number of things, and I really appreciate this opportunity to talk to your listeners.
Yeah.
First off, obviously our caregivers, and not only the caregivers within the health network at our 10 hospitals, but caregivers up and down the Hudson Valley.
Yeah.
Doctors, nurses, other professionals, support personnel, they take care. These are incredibly challenging patients, and the sacrifice that they made, and also, quite frankly, a shout out to their families.
I was going to say, you forget that not only are they risking their own health, but they're risking taking it home, you know, and how you deal with that is beyond me.
Absolutely. What you do, and thank goodness we are in a position that we have sufficient PPE, which is which are the masks, the N95s, the gowns, the face shields. But you work very hard on procedures to make sure that gowning and degowning are done appropriately, and that we are again in a position where we have enough PPE to go around. But you know, again, one rarely mentions, but one has to remember that all of our staff members have families, and we appreciate their understanding for as hard as these professionals are working. I'll tell you, I've been at the medical center for 15 years, and I've been involved in hospital management for over 40, and I have never seen a community as involved with helping and supporting the infrastructure.
It's the great thing about our country and our community is that in times of crisis, boy, do we love to step up, and it's almost like a point of pride, right?
It is so incredibly wonderful. We from individuals, there's a young man from Scarsdale, Richard Yan, raised over $3,000 for us to buy PPE. The Walter Paneth High School football team raised $5,000.
Yeah.
You've got the Scarsdale Chinese Foundation. You've got national corporations. Ford has made donations. China Bank, international organizations. Everyone has just come out and said, what can we do? And the thing that really got me thinking about this, my office window, I look out on Woods Road, which is the street that the hospital's on. And I was looking out the other day, and an SUV pulled up, and a couple of kids, they looked to be about 10, 12 years old, hopped out. The tailgate went up, and they pulled a sign out of the car and hammered it into the grass out front. The car pulled away. I went outside. Thank you, caregivers. Wow. You are our heroes.
Yeah.
I mean, it crystallizes. It crystallizes what this community is about, and it's just been absolutely wonderful. The
I've seen a lot of restaurants donating food and things like that to the frontline workers in the hospitals too. Yeah.
Absolutely. You bring that up. Meal Train.
Mm-hmm.
There's 6,000 meals and counting in the pipeline, and we get to our 10 hospitals, more than 500 meals a day donated by individuals who go to area restaurants, and the restaurants provide the meals. Over 500 meals a day for our staff.
Wow.
Absolutely incredible. Some of the things that have happened. Now, I also thank you for this opportunity. Want to give a shout out, and this is one that you probably haven't heard in a long time, to our elected representatives up in Albany.
Yeah,
you talk about bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm.
None. Real quick story. The other day, and everybody has given us their private cell phone numbers. The other day, we were getting really tight on ventilators. Over at Good Samaritan, which is one of our hospitals over in Rockland County and Suffern, and at the medical center, I called one of the state officials, picked up immediately. 15 minutes later, we had a commitment for ventilators that day, and by 5 o'clock that afternoon, 20 ventilators were delivered to Good Samaritan Hospital, and 27 were sent to the medical center. And I will tell you that a good number of them were in use that evening. So,
it's great to know that we've got the full power of the government behind it. It's great to know. So we're speaking with Mike Israel, President and CEO of Westchester Medical Center Health Network. If someone feels like they need to get a test, first off, how would they know if they were like, maybe it's testing time, and where would they go?
Well, how would they know? Well, there are signs and symptoms. However, there are the signs and symptoms, and then there's the I just want to know whether or not. I just want to know. Now, from a sign and symptoms perspective, I would tell your visitors to go to either our website or the Department of Health, New York State Department of Health website, and that spells out all the signs and symptoms. But if somebody feels that they just need, for peace of mind, to get a test, we have three testing sites. The one in Valhalla, we're doing between 600 and 700 cars. These are mobile, drive up. You don't even get out of your car.
Mm-hmm.
So what you would do is you would call, and I'll give you three telephone numbers. So if your listeners want to pick up a pencil and paper, I'll give it to you in a minute. You call one of these numbers, depending upon where you live, and you'll be connected to a medical professional who will talk to you and then schedule you for a time to come in. And what we do is appointment only, and the process generally doesn't take more, once you get in line, more than 10 minutes or so.
Okay.
It's a very, very quick, because we schedule appointments, it's staggered. So if you live in the Valhalla area, in the Westchester Medical Center area, the number you call is 914-202-4530. That's 914-202-4530. If you're up in Poughkeepsie, where we have Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital, it's 845-303-2727. That's 845-303-2727. And then we've got three hospitals in Rockland and Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
That is 845-368-5800. That's 845-368-5800. Call those numbers. You'll have an appointment scheduled. Many times, if you call early in the day, many times we get you in the same day. We'll do the testing, and obviously you'll get the results as quickly as the laboratory can process them.
All right. Thanks a lot, Michael Israel, President and CEO, Westchester Medical Center Health Network, giving us some peace of mind. I feel more at ease knowing that you've got cooperation from the government and things are happening. People will get through this together. Michael, thank you. And by the way, feel free to help out anybody in the community, help out any way you want to, sending food or equipment over and all that stuff, right?
Coach, absolutely. Coach, thank you so much for the time. thank you for giving us the opportunity to thank the community, to thank our elected officials, and most importantly, to thank those caregivers and their families who were dedicating, just dedicated to our patients and their families. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mike. Right now, more World Class Rock. It's U2 on The Peak.